בחינות הבגרות באנגלית. לתלמידים אינטרנים ואקסטרנים הנבחנים בשאלון א', מודיול A. שלום רב. היום אתם נבחנים בבחינות הבגרות באנגלית, ובעוד רגע יושמע הקטע בהבנת הנשמע. נשמיע לכם את הקטע הזה פעמיים. יש להאזין לקטע בשתי ההשמעות האלה. Hello students. Today you are sitting for your Bagrut examination in English. In a moment, you will hear the text of your listening comprehension test, which will be broadcast twice. And now, the first broadcast. ועתה ההשמעה הראשונה.
Hello, I'm Gary Spencer. Today, on our program, Advice for Teens, we are talking to Dr. Rose Howard. She helps students succeed on tests. Many teens complain that they study hard for tests, but often don't succeed. Dr. Howard has some advice for them. Hello, Dr. Howard.
Hello, Gary.
So what is your advice to students who have this problem?
First, let's understand why students who study hard don't always succeed on their tests. One important reason is that they are afraid they will fail, so they get nervous. When they sit down for the test, they cannot focus on the questions, and they suddenly forget everything they learned.
So what can they do about that?
They should take deep breaths for a few minutes. This will help them relax. Then they can start to answer the questions.
What else might cause problems for students taking a test?
Well, many students don't remember the material very well during the test. This happens because they start studying only on the night before the test. It's much better to study a little bit every day for 3 or 4 days before the test. This will help students remember the material better and for a longer time.
I see. Now, before we finish this interview, can you give our listeners more advice on how to prepare for a test?
Yes, gladly. First of all, you should take a break every hour or two. This helps the brain remember the material. You should also get a good night's sleep before the test. That way, you'll feel relaxed and ready in the morning. And of course, you can study with a friend or in a group with other students. Many students enjoy this and say that it makes studying more fun.
Your talk was very helpful. Thank you, Dr. Howard. And to all our listeners, goodbye.
זו הייתה השמעה הראשונה. נשמיע את הכמה צלילים ואחר כך נשמיע את הקטע שנית. ועתה ההשמעה השנייה.
Hello, I'm Gary Spencer. Today, on our program, Advice for Teens, we are talking to Dr. Rose Howard. She helps students succeed on tests. Many teens complain that they study hard for tests, but often don't succeed. Dr. Howard has some advice for them. Hello, Dr. Howard.
Hello, Gary.
So what is your advice to students who have this problem?
First, let's understand why students who study hard don't always succeed on their tests. One important reason is that they are afraid they will fail, so they get nervous. When they sit down for the test, they cannot focus on the questions, and they suddenly forget everything they learned.
So what can they do about that?
They should take deep breaths for a few minutes. This will help them relax. Then they can start to answer the questions.
What else might cause problems for students taking a test?
Well, many students don't remember the material very well during the test. This happens because they start studying only on the night before the test. It's much better to study a little bit every day for 3 or 4 days before the test. This will help students remember the material better and for a longer time.
I see. Now, before we finish this interview, can you give our listeners more advice on how to prepare for a test?
Yes, gladly. First of all, you should take a break every hour or two. This helps the brain remember the material. You should also get a good night's sleep before the test. That way, you'll feel relaxed and ready in the morning. And of course, you can study with a friend or in a group with other students. Many students enjoy this and say that it makes studying more fun.
Your talk was very helpful. Thank you, Dr. Howard. And to all our listeners, goodbye.
זו הייתה ההשמעה השנייה. אם לא סיימתם להשיב על השאלות, המשיכו לעשות זאת עכשיו, ואחר כך המשיכו בשאר חלקי הבחינה. משרד החינוך מאחל לכולכם הצלחה בבחינות הבגרות. שלום.